All right, what's up, guys? Here on another episode of our podcast, Eli and Mike, and we have the privilege to have an amazing, amazing legend.
Right.
And I'm not gonna lie about it. It's literally legend, and it's in his name, so that's a little bit of a hint. And we have Aaron Legend here with us.
Yes.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you. And actually, how do you say your real name? Are we saying? I think it's not Aaron Legend. It's
Aaron Verdi Azun.
There you go. Okay, love it, love
it. So it's a celebrity nickname because I go by Eli, but it's actually Alicio, but it's too complicated for
Alicio
people.
It's got some kick to it, though.
I like it. See.
Alicio.
Love it.
But, you know, I appreciate you being here with us, especially with your calendar. I'm sure you've been all over the place, all over the country, all over the world.
You were just telling us. Where were you traveling from?
I was in Vegas, and then right when I got back to L.A. from Vegas, I think I was home for maybe 2 days, mm-hmm. and then I was off to Texas. Dallas, Texas. I was there for about 3 to 4 days, and then I got back to LA for about 2 to 3, maybe even 4 days, and I was in Jamaica.
Wow.
And I just got back.
No way.
It hasn't even been a week.
Oh my God. Thank you for being here with us.
I assume it's always business, or are you going for pleasure?
Yeah, can you tell us, like, what are you out here doing traveling so much? Is it for the influencing?
99% of the time, it's business.
Okay.
The Jamaica one was more or less a psychedelic retreat.
Okay.
And I like that. Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Can you talk with us about that? Or is it like, I know they're pretty private.
They reached out to me and they said, this is what we're offering here. We're helping people who have trauma, PTSD, mental health issues. I myself actually have some mental health issues that I've been battling for the past 5 years.
Yes.
You might not realize that from looking at my social media because everything is go, go, go. And I like to kind of distract myself and occupy myself with things that are keeping me productive and paid at the same time.
You know.
But I looked at it as a sign from the universe saying, okay, you know what, legend? Like, you've been overworked. You've been going hard, hustling like crazy. There's an opportunity here that God or the universe is sending you to find a way to kind of help improve yourself or take the edge off of being overwhelmed with all the work that I'm doing.
Yes.
So I took advantage of that opportunity. It was a psychedelic retreat. So they were providing psilocybin and multiple doctors to help guide you through a guided therapy and to kind of confront your mental health issues. And for me, it was very reaffirming. It was very empowering. There was a lot of things that I think I knew. It wasn't necessarily that I was running away from everything because I'm very real with myself.
Right.
Yes. If anything, I'm too hard on myself sometimes.
Okay.
And I think that was like the overlying message was, you know, kind of like chill the F out.
Yes.
Am I allowed to swear on
it? Yeah, definitely.
It was like chill the fuck out.
Right. Exactly. Let's be real.
It was like chill the fuck out.
Exactly.
Great experience. And I think the most difficult thing, I was just telling him in the car, the most difficult thing was like, here I am on this journey, this trip. Mm-hmm. And a part of me is like, I need to film this and record it.
Right.
Because that's part of the agreement that I had was that I was going to help them promote.
Okay.
And then they were going to take it, you know, help me out with comping the flights and the stays and all that stuff. But then at the same time, I'm doing a disservice to giving myself an opportunity to heal. Mm-hmm. But then the bigger picture is like, hey, I need to promote this so that if there's someone else out there, because there is, that has mental health issues, then they know that they're not alone and they have access to, you know, what Healing Escapes, that's their name, what Healing Escapes is
Healing
providing.
Escapes.
And so. that alone itself, I mean, that's really the main target. We have friends like Paris Hilton who spend a lot of time on building people that have ADHD and have certain mental issues. I don't even think they're mental issues. I think all of us have something going on in our brain, whether it's developed through infancy or whatever chaos events we have in our life. But I feel like I like the fact that you have explored ways to try to remedy that. And a lot of people that have watched these social media videos, they are in that zone where they don't know or they feel left out. They don't have answers. Like, you're seeking answers, going to Jamaica, going to these retreats, trying to find a way to better yourself. And that's so important because nobody really thinks there's ways around it besides pills or your mom's right and your dad's right. When half the time pills are definitely wrong and other remedies are wrong, but going away and having been in a circle of people that might be able to help bringing out the real truth of who you really are inside. Because sometimes I could be wrong. I feel like sometimes I have ADHD because my brain's like in 10 different places right now while I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
And I would need to focus on what's happening right now. But that's also a talent. Like what you're going through in your mind is also something that's helped create your empire, this legendary, you know, legend wealth, whatever you're building right now. And it's not easy, especially if you're doing 10 zillion things that us exploring on your social media, mm-hmm. you know, we went on there like freaking crazy people, right. like, who is this guy? And we went all the way to the beginning, rolling the
beginning
like,
of time.
All the way to the beginning of time.
Did you find out?
Right. But we found out some things. But, you know,
I was like, everything.
Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
But it's fascinating how you actually are honest about it.
Yeah, it's amazing that you're sharing because, like you said, there's a concept here. People are going to see that. Even you just telling me this, we're entrepreneurs and we work so hard sometimes. I mean, sometimes it's like 6 hours on the road, just driving every single day just to get to our destinations. And we forget that sometimes we need to take care of ourselves. Like you said, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you need that. And sometimes you need somebody that is working hard like you to tell other people who are working hard in the same way that mm-hmm. you just need to chill the fuck out, you know?
Yeah.
But you went through that journey to like be able to share this story. And that really is amazing. Like, I can't wait to, do you have it like on recording? Like you're going to be releasing a reel or something?
I already did. I haven't seen it yet. It was like 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. We'll have to go back and see it. Yeah, definitely.
You guys
yeah.
need to chill the fuck out from right, all your work and go to my Instagram.
We can't even go on Instagram and scroll.
I'm joking. So, I'm teasing you. But it's true. But it's there. And, mm-hmm. and I did a very in-depth walkthrough of what to expect,
amazing.
What I learned from the journey, what I liked about it.
Wonderful.
The experience overall was incredible, mm-hmm. and I'm happy that I was able to share that with everyone. Right. I know it's not easy for men to talk about their mental health, and I know that my life is really blessed, mm-hmm. but one thing that I've always tried to promote to my followers is that for every one success that you see on my page, there's 10 failures behind mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. you know, and that's for something sure. that a lot of people don't take into consideration. They see my life, and it's easy to hate that person and to be like, well, his life is great, so fuck him or this or that right, or whatever. Right. He has what I don't have.
Yes.
And, you know, instead of learning from him or reaching out to him, because I love helping people. That's like yes. my main purpose in life.
Right.
I've
right.
learned this and determined this about myself a long time ago.
Love that.
Wow. And yeah, and it's difficult sometimes. So I don't have a problem being a voice for other people, because at the end of the day, I feel like my mission in life is bigger than me mm-hmm. and I'm just a vessel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's
so if people want to dismiss me based off of how I look or how many followers I have or what brand deals I have or who I'm hanging out with or whatever mm-hmm. it is, mm-hmm. you know, that maybe they're just not ready to accept whatever messages it is that I have to share with them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a fuck you, I'm so cool, you should like me type yes. of thing. It's yes. like, okay, yes. you know, when the time comes, if you're ready to hear what I have to say, then maybe it'll be of value to you. Mm-hmm. And then we can kind of grow and build off of that, because nobody should be living in pain. Nobody should be
right.
living confused.
Right.
No one should be yeah. hating other people and stuff like that. I'm always the first person to congratulate other people or give credit where it's due when it comes to anything that I see, even if it's someone that I might be like, maybe I deserve that a little bit more than them. It just motivates me to be better.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And to attest to two things that you said, one was out of one win, out of 10 failures, you get a win. That is so true. And I don't think many people realize that it's so difficult that you have to accept the losses. And, you know, you're very honest. And this is the reason that you're also on our podcast. You're such an approachable person. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, you can't go up to this dude. He's too popular.
Right, exactly.
He's a world champion. So you're approachable.
I'm a nice guy.
You're definitely right? blessed. Yes, exactly. And that's such a true story. I'm 46. I've been through
what?
So many failures in my life. I have a 21-year-old
no
daughter and everything.
Way.
I know. It's crazy. Nobody
no
believes it.
Way.
I know. Thank
friends
you.
Friends don't lie to each other. You know that, right?
I'm being honest.
You're
46? I'm 46. Right. That was my birthday was 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Right, right.
Happy belated.
Thank you. Yeah, but I mean, back to
I was
that
like,
story.
It's the glow.
Hey.
Oh, do I pour it on myself?
Yeah. Right, is that it? I've just been drinking it.
Exactly.
I'm doing it all wrong.
You hear about that? That's on TikTok.
All right.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, so to add to that, it's such a true statement, because in my life, I don't even know how many, I actually stopped counting the failures because it doesn't really matter. It's going to happen anyways. And that's a strong message, because coming from you with such a successful background, it wasn't so easy. You've been through the bads, the goods, and definitely more bads, I'm sure.
There's a lot of shit that nobody, the world does not know. There's right? a lot of shit. I had to go through a lot of shit.
And that's so powerful that you can do that. And again, being such an approachable person acknowledges the fact that we know that this is truthful stuff. This is really happening out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of people sheltering themselves, hiding from it, you should just be out there and explore it and be happy with whatever that failure is to grow.
And share it too, because again, you know, I believe you're also, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've spoke on stages, you know, helping mm-hmm. people with these type of, you
I'm
know,
a motivational speaker as
motivational
well.
Motivational yeah. speaker. Yeah. And most people would shy away from this when they're going through hard times or who have been through hard times. you know, they will be hurt from a lot of things. And then, you know, motivational speaking is one of the most scariest things to do in this world. And you already went through so much.
It terrifies me.
Right, right. So,
it scares the shit out of me. And that's why I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Because I feel like in life as human beings, like nobody really knows their true purpose. Mm-hmm. I still feel like I know what my true purpose is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the life that God or the universe, however you want to look at it, the life that I've had has truly molded me to kind of like seeing my path from a young age. Like I knew I was going to be who I am today, doing the things I'm doing the way that I'm doing them.
Amazing.
At least since I was maybe 12
Amazing.
Years old.
Amazing. You know? And that's actually where we usually like to go when we're asking our guests, you know, and we go back a little bit and we kind of want to know like your upbringing a little bit. Was it, you know, was it a hard upbringing? How did you actually get the mindset at 12 to be like, okay, I'm going to be this super motivational person, I'm gonna be a fitness guru, all the things that you do, like where did that mindset come from?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked that because I've never really actually shared it, but it's a multi-leveled response.
Yes.
That you'll get from me right now. But essentially, I'm the youngest of three brothers.
Okay.
So I was able to have a lot of, I was just very observant and self-aware, mm-hmm. and I would see their failures and I would kind of pivot in different ways, or they would just be going through their lives day to day, whatever. And I was just paying attention,
learning
from them.
Love
you know what I mean? So that was one of the things there that I kind of really helped shape the way that I perceive life and how I approach life was just through my understanding of being hyper aware of my surroundings and watching other people win.
Yes.
Observing the micro details of how they won, watching people lose, trying to determine exactly where did they go wrong with that. And those were things that I allowed myself to believe were tools that were going to help me, you know, with whichever challenges may approach for me in the future.
That's amazing.
You know, there was a lot of unforeseen things and bullshit that has happened in my life that I've had to figure out myself, but it's only empowered me to be stronger or also to embolden other individuals to be like, hey, listen, I've been through something kind of similar. And here's how I got out of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things there that's helped. Another thing is I had a very supportive upbringing.
Okay.
Everyone around me was like, if someone's going to be successful or famous or whatever it is and get whatever he wants, it's going to be legend.
Wow.
So I didn't have what a lot of people have, which I didn't really realize when I was growing up, is like a lot of people have doubters around them. And it's usually the closest people to you because they see you in your day to day. They think they understand your character, your patterns, psycho behavior and stuff like that. Yes. I study psychology a lot too. And, and that's like the biggest key to my success is learning everything about psychology, body language, inflection of tone, lack of eye contact, too much eye contact, fiddling, posture, all those things.
Yes.
Those are things that like I've learned over time that have helped me kind of navigate through life.
Amazing.
But to get back on track, a lot of people don't have supportive people in their lives. And I'm really fortunate that everyone's like, man, like if someone's gonna do it, it's gonna be you.
And this is like family, mom, dad.
Family, friends, girlfriends, dad, brothers, sisters. No, I don't have sisters, but brothers, sisters.
There you go. I love that.
So, those are essentially the tools that have allowed me to kind of become
that's
who
powerful.
I am over
that's
time.
Powerful. You literally were able to use like family members and learning from them, and that's epic alone.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
yes.
Like, love this.
Yeah.
And as far as your, you know, while you're developing, you're growing, obviously after you became, you're 12, what are you now, like 21, 22? You're still very young, I'm sure.
Actually, we don't know.
We don't know, but
can we ask? Are we allowed to ask?
Take some guesses right now. This is fun. This is exciting. I love this. My birthday just passed.
Again.
Your birthday just passed too? Are you Scorpio?
No, in September. September 6th.
That were homies.
I'm thinking like...
My brother's birthday was on the 4th.
23? Okay, what do you think? I'll say 24.
Yeah,
34. No, you're not. Wait, we're the same age. We're the same age. What the heck?
Yes.
I'm so tripped
out. None of us look our
age. He's got to get on the regimen. I don't know what you got.
Yeah, well, you literally look like you're in your 20s. Like, what the freak? Oh, more glow.
More glow for the bro.
I need to glow more. Right. I love it.
So the next thing we wanted to talk about is I'm going to shift a little bit. So obviously we talked a little bit about your background. So you're also an Olympian athlete. So we read in the fact that you were this all happened in Canada.
Yes.
Is that correct? So how did that come about? So obviously you're this mentally astute dude ready to go. You're strong. You're shielded from everybody else that's just going to be negative. and you grow up with people that are actually positively pushing you forward, mm-hmm. which is great. And not many people have that, but you have that circle of powerful influencers mm-hmm. that actually supported you, yeah. which is wonderful. And actually, I was blessed too. I had people pushing me, and I believe that where I'm at is because of them too.
Sometimes that's more important than money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
that's
for sure.
Powerful.
But how did that come about? How did you shift from this foundational dude that's going to grow on something, and all of a sudden now you want to be this fit dude that's muscular? Let's be real. Look right. at your Instagram. Yeah, I'm sure you're like, damn, I look good, right? Oh yeah, he's good. Yeah. I'm just kidding. So right. So how did that come about, and how did you become the Olympian athlete?
It was a series of events mm-hmm. that led to that. So the first thing is my father's been vegetarian now, I think, for 33 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And with that, he did a lot of research on just the human body and nutrition. Mm-hmm. So having him talk to me, you know, or like just not having unhealthy food in the house naturally nice. Set me up for success. Because, nice. You know, like we see a lot of people that are obese now. It's a pattern of your parents had right. bad food in the house.
Right, right.
They didn't restrict it from you. Da 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 da. Yes, and then yes, you create yes. this generational curse of,
right.
of, you know.
Trust me, we're guilty of it. We have yeah. our 7-year-old son, and we still have things in our house that we shouldn't have. So we understand. Yeah. We understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're working on it though. So.
I never had Pop Tarts yeah. in the house. So.
Oh, he had Pop Tarts in his house.
I miss. Right, right, I'm right. coming over. Right. Okay, I'm a grown man box. Now. I gotta have some right, Pop Tarts, Mom.
I'll see you
All right.
You.
Like you're wrong.
But having that was essentially the first foundation for me. That's and then great. The other thing was my older brother. My oldest brother was a massage therapist.
Okay.
So he used to have anatomy books around the house, and I would just read about the human body. So I almost knew a lot of the human body's anatomy at like 8 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, I would know the bones and the muscles and the function and the biomechanics of, you know, how your body moves. Mm-hmm. So I had that knowledge and information from nice. A young age.
Wow.
Nice. And then my other brother, he was a chef.
Okay.
So, wow. you know, I had another.
Like so many different things.
Man, that's yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. So I was kind of like set up for success mm-hmm. and essentially an amalgamation of the both of them applied to myself. And I was, you know, pretty active. I played hockey, volleyball, sucked at basketball, couldn't do football because I was like super small growing up. And you know, I was already a very athletic individual. So it just, as I got older, I just really wanted to start working out, mostly to attract girls. Not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. It worked.
Mm-hmm. It right. worked. Right. Yeah, we're not talking right. body counts today.
I saw the real viral video that had 24 yeah. million views. Right, all yeah. the girls were like, what?
Run the clip.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. We're, good. Yeah. You know, I mean, I know you're talking, you know, so easy on this, but really it was Mr. World Olympian. It's not yeah. just like, you know, you just won a regular world. This yeah. is like world.
So I won the world championships.
World
that's
champion.
What this ring is.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no way.
Show that to the camera.
Oh my God.
And that's the Canadian leaf, right?
It's got a Canadian maple leaf on it. Oh so God, the world championships huge. Was held in Canada. Oh you have God, to take a look at that.
Yeah, oh, please, darn it. Oh I need muscles.
I saw it when you freaking came in. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Hey, this thing is bae. Heavy.
That's bae. That's Bay 1 and that's Bay 2.
It's
kind of
like
there.
He-Man
lifts
the sword.
I have the power.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
This is
so if you actually look at the date there, just holy past shoot. My 1 year anniversary, not 1 year, 10 year anniversary.
10 year anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But October 19th.
You were able to keep
oh,
your.
Yes, there you go.
You're able to love keep it. The wow, way your is physique powerful. Is since then.
World no. champion. No. Guys. Oh my God. Amazing.
So I'm assuming here you were like. Killing yourself over
that was an honor to hold that. Just saying, that was like amazing. That was amazing.
It's for the world.
Yes, there you go.
No, I lost a lot of muscle during the pandemic because I'm from Canada and our pandemic lasted longer than it should.
Mm-hmm.
Our government kind of abused it because they were profiting off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't go to the gym. You know, there was no real way of working out. So I lost like 26 pounds of muscle
oh, wow.
during the pandemic. Not 26 pounds of weight, but like pure muscle.
And this was wow. after wow. you already this won the...
Yeah, so I had already won this. So, okay. like, I had gotten a lot bigger, leaner. Like, I was ideally, like, the way that I like to look. And everyone's like, no, you know, you look too big.
I wouldn't even know how you would look 24 more pounds bigger. I'm like, I'd be up there.
I looked good. I mean, right now I'm about maybe 10 pounds of pure lean muscle mass off okay. of what my peak looked like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, got it.
Like I had bigger legs, you know, chest was fuller and all that type of stuff, but I lost muscle off of that. And then right now in the past maybe like 4 months, I've totally slacked. You know, I always say like my bank account got bigger, but my muscles got smaller.
Wow. Okay.
You know? That's a good thing.
So right. I've kind of shifted my priorities a little bit. And, you know, it sucks because working out is cathartic for me. It's part of my mental health, too. It also helps me with the brand deals because, you know, there's a certain aesthetic that I have to maintain. But at the same time, you know, I feel like I've established myself to some degree that I don't need to kill myself training 7 days a week. I was working out 7 days a week for the past like 16, 17 years outside of the pandemic and outside of this past month. Like, this is my most not in shape year ever.
Got it. Got it.
You know?
And we can't tell, but you know.
We can't tell. I mean, you still look super fit. Thank you. And do you blame the fact that you're doing a lot more social media influencing and all this traveling? Is that part of the component as to why you're a little bit behind on what you want?
100%. Okay. 100%.
Just more work, right?
It's just more work. It's more demanding. It's more time consuming. You know, it's not the pressure of anyone else other than my agent, I would say.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you got to do the work. It's going to pay the bills. Yeah. And my whole thing is like, I want to save up enough money so that I can walk away from everything and retire and close my Instagram.
Like
within the next 12 months, like that's what I'm trying to obtain.
Amazing.
Through certain investments right now. I want my money to make money for me.
Yes.
Great.
And that's why I don't mind pushing myself, even though it does hurt my mental health sometimes. I'm like, you know what? You got another few months of just going balls to the wall with it.
That's powerful.
Yeah. That's and then now you get to live the rest of your life just chilling.
Exactly.
That's such a, again, that's another powerful statement. I mean, seriously, you're giving out so many good statements.
Yes.
And we've had numerous of these podcasts. The fact that you're saying you're going to give it all you got, all the energy you have for the next 12 months. So we a little bit about what we do. When we do the training in our mortgage business office, we tell all our lenders and our buyers and everybody, if you can just put in 12 months of just fully devoted, I don't care about anything else, health, working out, you know, hitting up your leads, calling everybody, doing everything you can, skip all the other BS and skip all the bad food and just do that for 12 months straight. You could do so much and accomplish so much and stop, you know, because a lot of people complain about, oh, I never get there. It's so hard. It's because there's so many steps you skip in those couple of days that you decide to just chill.
I have so much to say about everything you said. My brain looks like that thing right now. It's like gold.
Goodness.
It should just start floating.
So, I'm glad you're saying that because see what you just said is everybody has that same mindset. Like, oh, well, I mean, it's only a day. Well, one day just put you behind the whole year.
Yeah.
Like if you decide to take a day off, you know, how many times is it that we work out 5 days a week and then we're like, we're supposed to work out the sixth day. And because we missed it, all of a sudden we created a wave of skipping 3 days.
Yeah.
Of working out.
Everything comes down to patterns. Like behavioral patterns is what shapes and creates who we are, but it also helps contribute to our identity and self-esteem towards ourselves, you know, because we allow ourselves to become what we think about. Often. Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, well, I work out 7 days a week. So you're like, I'm a fit person. This is a self-belief that you've created because you're like, I know that I work out all the time.
Yes.
You know, if you're a smoker and you smoke every day, then you're like, I'm a smoker.
Right.
If you're an alcoholic, same thing. Like, you know, there's healthy vices. There's unhealthy. I'm a workaholic. That's one of my addictions. You know what I mean? Yes. And I know that I am.
And it could be damaging just like any other type of.
You know? But it's a pattern that I've created for myself and I'm aware of that.
Yes.
And, you know, to the fact of what you said, I oftentimes, you know, when I'm mentoring people, I'll tell them the same thing. I'll say 5 months of pure solid dedication can put you 5 years ahead in life.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Agreed for
and,
sure.
You know, it's not a sacrifice if you win in the end.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
'Cause a sacrifice is a sacrifice if you had to give something up and you didn't get anything in return.
Definitely.
If ultimately in the end you end up succeeding and you get exactly what you wanted, then realistically it wasn't a sacrifice. It was essentially the steps that were necessary and required in order to obtain whatever the goal was.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So I align with that too. And to even add further on top of that, you know, there was one specific quote from Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
And you know, I can't quote it verbatim. But he said, you know, I hated every minute of training, but I said, suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion.
Nice.
And that's what pushed me when I was on my way to become a world champion and stuff like that. I said, you know what? This isn't enjoyable 2 hours of cardio. you can't eat this, you can't hang out with your friends, you can't do right. this, you can't do that.
Right.
I don't even have a sex drive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're so yes. malnourished. Your body's just not producing and hormones. Tired and tired right. and exhausted. I had yes. insomnia at the time, too. I was sleeping 4 hours on top of it, mm-hmm. like every day for years, actually.
Oh, wow.
But I said, you know, what I'm going to do in the here and now is going to allow me to get to the there and then.
Yes. Wow. And you literally love that. Did that world champion literally so
yeah
you know congrats to that and it's I mean obviously if you guys see his Instagram it's insane level of fitness I mean it thank almost you. Looks fake because yeah. it's so amazing
I know? Had those pictures before AI existed I promise
right exactly this is not AI
it's
guys.
That and glow
and we there you go and glow in the glow we have to throw that in there yes. But one thing we're talking about though is Canada so it seems like most of you know the things that you have accomplished are there in Canada that was your hometown mm-hmm. How long have you been here in America
I just passed my 3-year anniversary
oh my gosh
not even a month ago
wow got yeah. it and you know being here in America you're already again you're a workaholic here
I fucking love America and,
okay, okay. Oh,
well,
that's amazing
because we want to love that, America that will bring us to our next topic which is your you know, collabing with so many, it's kind of like every, you have a post of, you know, you, and then the next post is still you, but you're collabing with a company.
Right. That's a double-edged sword. If you want to ask a question about it, I'll get into it.
Okay, we do. That actually is one of our questions. We want to know, you know, because this is something that makes you you, is when we're on your page, we're like, okay, he knows how to market.
Yeah.
So if you can kind of tell us a little bit about this world, because it seems like it's a lot.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. It's a lot. It's my agent. Okay. You know, he sends me a lot of different brand deals and opportunities. I have the power to say no. Mm-hmm. You know, if the money doesn't make sense, I have the power to say no. If it's something that I don't want to endorse, if I think it's going to damage my brand's integrity.
That's great that you can say no.
Yeah.
Love that. Love
and
that.
Sometimes some of the deals, I was literally like, as you saw me walk in today, I was on a phone call with someone explaining this very thing about the different levels and tiers of brand deals and influencer marketing and stuff right now.
Right.
And I also work in marketing and stuff. Mm-hmm. I have 12 occupations and digital media strategy through marketing is one of like my favorite
amazing.
Professions that I have. Or careers or whatever you want to call it. Jobs. Yes.
Right.
It's ain't jobs.
Okay. One of those.
But essentially, it's a double-edged sword because sometimes I'll accept to do things for free simply because I believe in the product or it may lead to a brand deal or it's something that I just want to bring awareness to. But I noticed after that one video that you guys were mentioning that went viral, the model walking one there, taking my shirt off.
Yeah.
Since that happened and my Instagram started blowing up, it's like a lot of brands don't say no to my agent when he pitches me.
Right.
And it becomes overwhelming. But at the same time, there was a little bit of an adjustment, I think, for my followers to see like, okay, like, you know, he's posting just like everyday personable shit to he's a brand.
Yes.
Like I look like NASCAR right now. Yeah. And that's what I always tell
my
friends.
All these logos all over you.
I have all these logos and stickers all over me, you know?
Yes.
And I'm sure I've lost a lot of followers based off of that.
Okay.
And it's not about like, all right, well, whatever, fuck you guys. I'm getting the bag. I mean, yes, I am getting the bag. But at the same time, you know, I won't endorse something that I don't actually believe in. Like a product may come to me that I've already signed an agreement on and then I'll try it. And I'm like, this isn't what I thought it was. And I don't feel actually comfortable promoting it. Yeah. So I can pay you guys to ship it back or I could pay you for the product. Mm-hmm. You know, like if it was a case of something.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Right.
All right. Well, how much is the MSRP on this or whatever it is? Yeah. Then I'm happy to do that just out of relationships and integrity and stuff like that. Makes you sense. Know, it's not like you guys conned me into thinking that this was whatever, something different, you know, integrity is really important to me. But you know, that's the double-edged sword is like you lose a lot of followers because it's like people get to the point of why am I tuning into his page?
Right.
Is it what is he promoting today?
Right.
You know, that gets annoying.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but
that makes so much sense to me because we've done some collabs where some of those videos haven't done so well and some videos we don't collab with, but it's almost very similar. But because there's no collab on it, it just does so much better. I feel like the audience is just becoming more picky because there's so many influencers, so to say.
Everybody's trying to sell something,
which obviously why not? Because you're getting paid or endorsed or something's happening out of that.
It's got to be authentic. It's got to be genuine.
Yeah.
And I think my page, the way I look at it is like, I'm like the daily news. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look mm-hmm. at it. People like, are tuning it. In every single day to be like, what the fuck is Legend up to
right.
today?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? News. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the way I look at it is essentially I'm like a mannequin. You know what I mean? I'm just this thing that exists and different brands are like, let's have a partnership with him
yes.
so that we could gain exposure and bring more awareness to our product or restaurant or this and that. Cause I do a lot of restaurant reviews too.
Nice.
People seem to enjoy those as well.
Yeah.
And then I'll get hit up all the time. People would be like, yo, it's my girl's birthday. Or like, oh, I cheated so cool. on my girlfriend. I have to make it up to her. What's a good right? restaurant? She likes sushi, bro. I saw you post some sushi shit like 3 months ago, man. Yeah. Like, where is it, bro? Okay, I can't find it on your page. Did you take it down? Yeah. I'm just like, bro, chill. It's going to be okay. Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So to me, I could feel a little bit good about that because now I have an opportunity to not only bring awareness to a restaurant that might need that attention that people just maybe you're in a bad location and nobody knows that you exist, maybe,
but great food,
maybe you're buried deep on page 8 of Google searches or some shit, you know what I mean? Well, now people see it on my page and it's not, you know, it's not like an ingenuine thing. It's like, yo, I actually really liked the steak that they had at this place.
That's actually
I really like the sushi that they had at that place. You know what I mean? So I want to become literally more of an influencer in the term actual being someone of influence than someone that is just kind of manipulating their followers into, you know, doing something that's just not authentic.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That's amazing.
And there's a lot. There's so many influencers that actually try to mimic other people's products or other people's moves, which can work for a moment. But at the end, I think you hit it right on the nose. You still have to be a brand. Like me and Mike, Eli and Mike, we're this fashion real estate group. Like we're this couple that does that. We try this funny stuff and it works. But at the same time, you know, you also do 100 different things. But when we look at your page, though, I'm going to be honest. I feel like it's all connected. I feel like it's like a DNA strand and it's all going in the right place.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Well, that's what we saw.
Right.
Thank you. Right. So we love you too.
Love you too.
Don't forget
about it. Do I get a blink? Do I get give me a blink. Okay, so no, but I'm being real about it. When we went on your page, everything just falls together. It isn't like, why is he doing, but then he's
very
doing.
True.
It's just makes sense.
It's the flow.
And there's different. Totally different things you're doing.
I'm all over the fucking place.
But it just really does all go together.
But it's connected, though.
But it's connected. But you know what? I think that's the very rare thing that takes time to build is to build yourself as a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you have to have that choice as an influencer once you get to a certain level. And you have to really be like, okay, am I the vessel or am I the product? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, am I the mannequin?
Right.
Am I the vessel, the mannequin, or am I the product? Excuse me. So I had to come to that conclusion of thinking like, am I selling me or is it me that's selling things? You see what I'm saying? I think for the longest time I was selling myself and people, you know, they want approval from their peers and stuff like that. And then you finally get to a point where you become someone that a voice of truth and trust that people are like, okay, you know what? This guy knows what he's doing. Yeah. This guy has some experience. I'm going to tune into him. He always knows what's up. He's always 10 steps ahead.
Real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's keeping it real. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna continue to follow along with his journey and see what he has to offer.
I love that.
I love that story. We had another influencer we had on our podcast said something very similar to what you said, that it doesn't matter how many followers you have. It's more about the quality of the followers that are following you.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah, because we've always, for the longest time, we opened up our newer page, maybe 8 months ago? And we were striving to hit like 1 million. We're almost there.
Damn.
But we're also losing followers because we're getting the quality now. We're losing that quantity that's just, I just want to see something viral and not really care about what it is.
Yeah.
So, I know how you feel, too. Right?
Right.
But I'm fascinated by it. As much as I'm like, oh, I lost 1,000 followers. We lost 1,000 followers in 2 days.
Yep,
but we're getting more responses, more DMs, more activity from the ones that are staying.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Like weeding it out.
It's weeding out all the, we love our followers, by the way. We don't want any more negatives, but the fact is, I like how you explain that because that has been happening to us and I'm sure it happens to many people.
Yes.
I just want to provide something of value.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I said, when that video of mine went viral, it changed everything. For me, you know what I mean?
Right. And it had 24 million views?
Yeah, I got 24 million. And then the 1 year anniversary of that passed. So I was like, Okay. Let's see if we could fuck with the album. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, so I reposted it.
Okay.
And that one, I don't know, has 12 million views.
No way.
Maybe.
Oh my God. I didn't even know you could.
So it went viral.
We were advised to do that.
Okay.
Right. Actually, we're still due to do it.
I didn't know there was an anniversary, though. Like, it's a year and then you do it.
I mean, it made sense to do it a year later.
Yeah. Okay.
Me,
okay. You know? Okay.
Like, I feel like if I did it 8 months in, then it would have been like, okay, like, cool, whatever. It's still fresh in our mind. We don't give a fuck. Like, we still see this in our Explore page.
Yes.
And I feel like a year is, you know, a moment of celebration. You know, that's one thing that I try and do in my life is I always try and celebrate anniversaries for everything. I celebrated the 10-year anniversary of this. I celebrated the 3-year anniversary of being in America. I celebrated the 1-year anniversary of that video going viral. And that was all in the past month. So this was a year of celebration. Okay.
You sound like our broker Glenn. He's like celebrates every single thing and every anniversary.
And you have to. And sometimes you even have to celebrate it. And this is what I learned from like a master manifester that sometimes you actually and you have to sometimes celebrate even before it happens. So the other night, I mean, we had like 5 deals that we opened and it takes 30 days to close them or less, but mostly 30. And I was like, honestly, let's cheers tonight. We close these deals. We have to manifest right now that it was done. So you actually have to like sometimes even ahead of time think like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's something that I actually wanted to talk about a little bit too is one of the secrets of success for me is reverse engineering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've reverse engineered a lot of my life. Like I mentioned, you know, when I was younger, I had a vision and idea of who I wanted to become. And I had to essentially work backwards from that idea to myself.
Got it.
Like, what are the steps working backwards to get to where it is that I know that I want to go?
Wow.
You know, and that's something that I don't think too many people talk about.
That's powerful.
You know, because it's like, think about a pirate, right? Pirates have what? The treasure map.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
And booze.
Yeah.
And booze. Yeah. A lot of booze.
Yeah. It's not fully accurate, maybe, but they know where the treasure is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, and they don't just set sail to just go anywhere mindlessly. They're like, okay, we have to go to this island here to get the treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So a map is something that is important in life. And I think reverse engineering and knowing what is the final destination is very important.
Love that.
In order to know where to begin. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people will end up getting paralysis by analysis.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look at this big mountain of this is who I want to become, right? And you're going to overthink, where do I even start? Where is my first step? You know, but if you think to yourself, all right, I want to get to the top. I'm going to get to the top. What are the steps that it takes to get there from the top, working back to myself?
That's amazing.
Then that might give you a little bit more relief.
I love that.
And might help you actually start your journey rather than just look at it as this big, overwhelming burden.
And you've been doing this since you were younger, correct?
All my life.
Yeah. All your life. And I mean, I'm sure some of the viewers out here, you might be a little bit older and you could still do this, right? Like you could still have a vision of the future, but just reverse engineer. I mean, that's amazing. I've never actually heard that. That's great.
That's powerful.
That's kind of how I navigate through my life. And I'd say it worked out.
Okay, here we go.
I'd say it worked out.
That'll touch anybody's nerve when you really think about the fact, because even I'm a little old school. So in the beginning of my stages of life until I started like realizing that energy and manifestation exists, mm-hmm. like there's reality to that. Before I was old school, like my parents, there's the mountain and you're going to be that guy one day. But there's never a plan or a layout or a detail, or you don't go backwards. You just kind of just keep doing what you're doing and think that that's what's going to be the remedy for it. And then you catch yourself, like you said, you're failing, which is necessary, but then you fail more than you ever win. And at the end, you're never really advancing. So I appreciate the fact that you said that, you know, that you sometimes have to reconfiguration thing you said
about reverse engineering.
Yeah, so you reverse engineer, which is kind of similar to like you take 2 steps back to advance a lot more, well, 1 step back to go 2 steps forward. So it's similar to that because that's so true. Like there's so many times in our life that we're like, but we're here. All right, why don't we just fix all these problems, go back here, which is unfortunately we sometimes have to go back, but then we realize by doing that, we just fixed all these things that were in front of us before. Which is mental, physical, whether it's monetary, whatever the case is. So that's something that I think is so valuable that you have instilled in yourself, you know?
It's taken some time to really learn what works for me, you know? And like I said, I'm very observant of others as well and their approach to life. But, you know, I've tried and failed, tried and failed, tried and failed, tried and succeeded, tried that same thing later and failed, you know? So life is a lot of that, and you can't get discouraged. And I think as I've gotten older, you know, like, we're not super old or anything like that, but, like, you know, I'm mid 30s right now. And, like, as you get older, you just kind of, it's not like you lose the fight in you or you become defeated. You just become more aware of who you are and the type of shit that you will not commit to or not want to do.
Right.
And that actually takes a little bit of pressure off of you. You know, you're like, okay, yeah, I want to do this, but that's a lot of effort and I don't really have time. And so it actually kind of like hyper focuses what you've learned throughout your life and the skills and the tools that you've acquired and what you believe you are actually capable of yourself.
Love that.
That's one of the things for me is I believe that I'm highly capable. Like right. I literally believe I could fucking do anything.
No, and that's amazing because I mean, every line of work you're in, I mean, it's almost like you're running the show. So like Glow Drink, you're the one of the ambassadors. Nova Men, one of the ambassadors. You do fitness, you're the world champion. It seems like every single line of work you go into, you're just hitting, you know what I mean?
Midas touch.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But, you know, it seems like this is all based off of your mindset.
Yeah, I'm not going to take no for an answer.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I believe that there is a way, but the thing is, like, I'm not just someone who sees other people succeeding and then I'm a hater and I'm getting mad. Yeah. I'm looking at it and I am psychologically breaking things down to the absolute micro detail of every single thing. Like, if I see someone, for example, that has Fashion Nova and I wanted that deal at the time, then I would be like, how many more followers does he have than me?
Yes.
How many more shares is he getting on this? How many more comments is he getting on that? Who is he, you know, tagged with? What does his bio look like? I'm literally, like, absorbing a lot of information about everything all at once. And that's, like, not even a secret to my success. It's like, you know, that saying, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. So for me, it's like I'm going into every single deal or any type of interaction or thing that I'm committed to as absolute war. Like in my mind, it is like war strategy.
Right. You have the spear in your hand everywhere you go, huh?
Absolutely. Everywhere that I go, I'm studying my opponent 110% in and out in every capacity, because if you want something that bad, then you got to be all in.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
All in. Sure.
And that's like another secret to my success is like, that. I pay attention to things and I try and understand things to the absolute degree possible.
Phenomenal.
Fantastic.
How do you overcome when you're going through these hard times? Because you have stated that you've been through a lot of, you know, hard times in your life. You're able to still get over them, go on stage and become all these amazing things when you're laying in bed and you're like, I'm not going to get up today. I'm done. How do you get yourself to get up and say, I just have to keep going? What is it that pushes you?
I don't agree with my method at all, but it is actually a lot of self-deprecation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, you ain't shit.
Okay.
You got to step the fuck up.
Yes.
Bro, like, how bad do you want it? You don't want it bad enough.
Right.
Like, you know, you're a joke and this and that and all these things. And that works for me.
Got it.
Because in my core,
yes,
I'm just going to say it here. You're going to have to bleep this out. I'm just going to let you know. In my core,
yes,
my self-belief is that I'm that nigga.
Yeah.
That's who I believe that I am.
Got it.
So I know that at my core because I know what I've gone through. I know what I've triumphed.
Sorry about that.
You're good. I know what I've triumphed through. So for me, I'm like, okay, you've done all of this shit. You know you're capable. So get into it.
Right.
And I'll use the negative words of affirmation.
Never heard that before. It's the opposite of the words of affirmation.
Yeah, positive words of affirmation, negative words of
affirmation.
Of affirmation. But I'll use that just to push myself. Nice. It's almost as if like you have a coach.
Right.
Like you're on the football field. I never played football, but like I would imagine, you know, it's not like, hey, you got this. I believe in you. I think it's like a hyper toxic masculine energy of like,
I think I've done this.
How bad do you want it? Right. You're a fucking failure. You know, I have these voices in my head that I tell myself these things and it just pushes me. It works for me. It does not work for everyone. I don't recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's healthy even, but for me, sorry.
No.
But for me, that's what motivates me is like, I don't want to fail myself. I don't want to let myself down.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I'm honestly the complete opposite of that. I need somebody to be like, everything's going to be just fine. You're doing amazing. I'm going to get you a soda. Like, I need tenderness and love. And believe it or not, I go 10 times harder. But it's so true. Like, there's so many different, the spectrum is different.
Right. Everybody has a different
mindset. The balance is so opposite. And, and I like that you're so honest about it, because you're right. It doesn't sound like it would work for some people. Like, for me to tell myself, you're a failure, I'll probably be like, start crying in the corner of the house. I probably would, like, darn,
I'll give you a hug, especially if you have Pop-Tarts at your house. I'll pull up.
Wow. We need Pop-Tarts, Mike. But, but let's switch it a bit.
So many different things.
Wow. That stays on the podcast.
I'm totally getting you like a 16 pack of Pop-Tarts.
Wow, come through.
Drop the Addy. Right. Drop the Addy. Yeah.
No, and so many accomplishments and so much you have done. One of the questions we like to ask when we're getting more toward the end is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You've created so much already. You have your ambassadors, your world champion. Sometimes it's hard to ask this question when you're sitting in front of somebody so amazing, but I know inside your mind, I'm pretty sure you do have a plan for 5 years, and if you could share that with everyone, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think as life has gone on and has started to unfold more, it becomes a little bit more clear what I prioritize, you know, like what has value to me in life. Like, what I care about now is completely different to what I even cared about 5 months ago.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But certain things remain in terms of integrity. There's certain things that I'm like, these are non-negotiables, for example, right? I don't need to have big bougie this or that or anything. If anything, one of the things that came up in my journey when I was in Jamaica was that I don't need to keep adding. Mm-hmm. I don't need to keep adding. Mm-hmm. You know, whether or not you have a void within yourself and you need fulfillment and you think to yourself, I need to accumulate all these different things and possessions and things around me and materialistic goods to give me value. I believe that I have that value already within myself. And that I am the prize.
Yes.
For maybe even others that are in my presence. That's how I feel, is that I can bless people with my energy and the opportunities and the resources that I have. Mm-hmm. So I don't need anything. If anything, I want to subtract. I want to take away things. And my 5-year plan is really simple. I want to buy some property. I want to buy a yacht. There you go. I'm like, I'm simple. So I want to buy a yacht. But, you know, that's because I like being on the water, because it gives me peace, you know? And I'm working towards that. Mm-hmm. Like, I may have a yacht, but I'm not going to have like a massive penthouse, you know? Like, I could live in a studio.
Or in the yacht.
Or in the yacht, you know what I mean? Like, so when you say things like that, it's important to kind of give the context around that. I don't need a Ferrari. I don't need a Lambo. Would it be nice? Yeah, it's not the end of the you know, the world. But for me, a yacht would be nice. That's simply great. Because, you know, that you brings like me peace. I like being on the water. It's calming for me.
I love
it's peaceful.
That. Yeah.
You know, I could find one that's not that expensive, right?
Right, right.
But I want to buy a yacht so I could charter it out. Rent it out.
Amazing.
Make money off of that. Passive income. I want to get some properties so I can make money off of that. And then I just want to travel the world with a significant other that is most likely a Latina that speaks barely any English.
Okay. Yeah. I love this 5-year plan.
I'm a simple guy.
There you go.
Love it. Do you have any moments in your life that you maybe have, I mean, you may have said it kind of, but I feel like this one can go a little deeper. Has there been a moment where you actually could not get out of bed, could not, let's think about the worst moment, because we have worst moments all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you can trigger in your mind one of the worst moments you ever had where people can connect with you and say like, wow, I've had that moment where you just, this is it. I'm done. I cannot do this anymore. Or maybe something that had to do with life, whatever. Can you share that with us?
I go through that all the time, actually. Even this past week coming back from Vegas, Texas, Jamaica. It's like I tried my best to stay on top of all the work that I have while I was gone doing these things. But then there was additional work that continued to pile up. Mm-hmm. And then I had got paralysis by analysis since I got back. I'm like, fuck, I'm adjusted to different time zones right now. And there's all this work that piled up and my agent's putting pressure on me to do all this and that. Mm-hmm. I have to find some time to get into it. I was seeing someone that just ended. You know, so there's a lot that's going on around me and I feel demotivated, but it's not the same type of demotivation that I used to feel when I was younger. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, it was like life isn't even worth living, is how I would feel.
Got it.
You know, I'm like, I just want everything to just stop. I just want it to end.
Yes,
I just don't care.
Yes, right.
You know, and I would look at it as a whole, not in a suicidal way, but in a like, I just want a different life. Mm-hmm. I've gone through depression before, and that's how depression feels for me, is like, this life is cool and shit, but I just want a new life. Yeah. Like, so I wish I wasn't Aaron.
Like, being in a totally different body, different all of life,
that.
Everything.
Right? All of that. Yeah. And now whenever I get into that demotivated mindset, it's more of like, all right, you know, this is going to suck. It's going to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to find some way to motivate yourself, which is usually like self-deprecation.
Yeah.
And that's like a very real thing, because, you know, you just go through life and sometimes you lose interest in things and things don't mean the same thing to you that they did before, or the value behind it is not the same, you know? So it's like, it's easy to lose motivation towards things. Mm-hmm. And, luckily I am, and I'm not a money driven individual. I feel like I've become more of a money driven individual since I moved to America. Mm-hmm. And I see it's a lot easier to make money here than it is in Canada.
Got it.
But I think intrinsically I'm not a money driven individual. I like collecting experience and memories, and I love being of use to the people that are around me.
That's amazing.
You know? So for me, it's more like, let me throw myself into the fire. Let me learn some shit. Let me burn some shit, you know?
Right.
And let me use that experience or that network and connection or resource so that I can empower the next person.
That's so amazing.
Because like I said, I'm a vessel. Mm-hmm. I'm a channel. Mm-hmm. Right. I want people to flow through me and continue on for whatever their purpose is. Fantastic. It's not even about me.
Right.
Like the girl that I just ended things with, for example, she has a lot of power and opportunity and capabilities to become something great.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, she might be hyper-focused on the fact that, you know, like the importance of us is that we are together. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. The importance is that you help heal me. This is at the time that she came into my life. You help heal me with what I'm going through so that I can be more powerful to help embolden you and teach you and give you the skills and the awareness of how powerful and special you are so that you can continue on to be better or great.
That's amazing.
You know?
I love that.
So it's not about me holding anyone back or doing anything that makes me the top dog or anything. Mm-hmm. In my mind, like I said, I already know that I'm that nigga.
Right.
So I don't have anything that I feel that I have to prove to anyone, let alone my own self.
Wow.
For me, it's more about finding the right people, emboldening them with, you know, all the shit that I've learned and making sure that they're powerful enough so that they can continue to go on to empower other people.
And honestly, that's what you did here today. You spread so much to all the people that are watching, to us. I mean, I felt so many different, you know, connections with you today. And I mean, I was going through things today, I think, and just you sharing these stories, they actually already changed my life. And hopefully, you know, we did something for you guys here today.
I mean, you're literally the epitome of the human message. It's like, it's exactly what everybody goes through, but you're actually able to explain it in a way where it makes sense.
Yes.
Psychology, psychologists, whatever you want to call it, they have so many fancy words for formulas, but what you just said right now in the last 2 minutes is exactly what everybody has gone through, seeks.
Yes.
It's a real clear explanation.
So you definitely touched people and touched us for sure today. And
mission accomplished.
You actually did touch my heart.
Right.
Actually, I think it was your leg.
But we also you to tell our audience exactly where we can find you. Is it just this name? Is there other platforms?
At Aaron Legend on Instagram is where I'm at. TikTok, I haven't quite figured it out.
Okay.
And YouTube, I think I'm honestly going to resurrect my YouTube in the future, so you guys will see that. But I'm planning to do some travels and
love that,
and maybe move out of America.
Okay. Okay.
Which we could cover in the next episode.
We'll have to have a part two. Love that.
We could cover that in the next episode.
Love it.
But you guys can find me at Aaron Legend, E-R-E-N-L-E-G-E-N-D.
Fantastic.
And maybe I'll get on YouTube.
There you go.
In the future.
Well, thank you for being with us. Cheers to you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you for being here today.
All right. Cheers. Love you guys.
Cheers, love you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.